Sally Elliott was on the Summit County Commission in 2008 when the form of governance changed to a five-person council and created a brand new county manager position. During the transition, the new governing board struggled, and she thinks the current school board is facing similar challenges.
But it was really hard to let the manager manage and take care of the board stuff that was our responsibility, the budget, and policy and legislation. So the reason I have been begging the board to get training is because I don't think they understand that they were trying to manage personnel, and that's not their job. You have to be very, very careful when you're serving on a public board to stay within the coloring lines and play nice with everybody in the sandbox and let everybody do the job that they were hired to do.
Parent Christina Miller says she's spoken to dozens of people throughout the school district.
What we were trying to do with the school board, by meeting with past school board, current school board personnel to talk to them about some of the community perception. And what Sally said during the school board meeting hit the nail right on the head, that the community perception is that the school board has some serious issues, and they're very young. So it's maybe to be expected that they would not necessarily know exactly what their role is and how to function within that role on a public board. But Sally said, you know, if the perception is true, that's a problem. If the perception is not true, that's still a big problem. And so I was ecstatic that the board has decided they would do some training and they would get together, and they've got mentors in this community that have reached out to them.
Barry Nan Rothschild says she volunteers in the schools often and talks to many people about the issues facing the district.
It's at this point more about how do we move forward constructively as a community to support the board in what they're doing. And I think that's the thing that's really been a key piece in my raising my voice here, is that I want us to be a positive force as a community. I don't think social media has done us any favors as a town, certainly not as a country, but as a town, it really has, I think, been an obstacle for us in communicating effectively with each other.
Elliott says it's still possible for the school board to convince Conley to stay.
The school board people are lovely people, and, you know, good for them for being willing to give us all their time and energy, and good for them for being willing to be trained. But I just wish that they'd eat a little crow and beg Ember to stay. I think if she realized that the relationship between the executive position and the board position were going to improve, that she'd be willing to stay.
School Board President Andrew Kaplan told KPCW that Superintendent Conley submitted her resignation in writing to the school board in a December closed session meeting. They've had multiple conversations, he says, with her, and they too are very sad to see Conley leave. But Kaplan has stated repeatedly that Conley has not rescinded her resignation, and their obligation is to hire her replacement. Superintendent Conley clarified with KPCW that her letter of resignation to the board states she is not renewing her two-year contract effective June of 2017. She plans to stay on and support the board until they find her replacement. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.